Kill the children, save the food.
The guy's an idiot just like me.
It's the rock and roll messiah.
No, Coleman is. You keep pronouncing it wrong.
Yes.
It's not Gigi Allen, it's Coleman Burns Tackey.
Gotcha.
But it's the rock and roll idiot who will, you put change in his cup.
He likes to jump.
He'll give you a piece of bread.
Yeah, didn't he? Yeah, you better just buy me a sandwich instead of giving me money. I'm going to get something to drink, you know?
Like
no, I'll throw myself down the stairs like I did.
So yeah.
It used to be so much fun, gotcha. Man.
Again, we're Worm live here on WMFO. It's actually a good time.
91.5. These guys are great. This whole studio is great. We got a sick show coming up in Hull. You guys got to get there.
3 weeks away, 2 weeks away. So we'll talk about that more in the interview after.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let's finish. Yeah, let's get these songs done.
Song's
this
called
is
Peach Fuzz.
One of our oldest, like Mike said.
You broke a wire in there. Wow.
Stop it.
It's starting to fall off the wall.
Goodness gracious.
So next one we got up is Savage Wolf.
this one's fun.
This is another one off our Halloween single.
Do you get tired of this like old, same old fecal matter every day?
That stuff. You know.
It's terrible.
Anyway, so take control. This is a good one. I'm going to throw that guitar on the floor or through it or something.
Set. next one's called One Man Riot, but Police Brutality.
Never a fun subject.
No, that was just me on 7. I was at 7-Eleven the other day. It's on CNN. I was a mess. Really appreciate you bailing me out, guys.
I know. You gotta quit it, dude.
I know. Relax. It's just a soda.
Oh, yeah. So I saw this one.
We got time left for.
Just keep rolling. Let's do age first.
Rocked my headphones off on that one.
If anybody needs any sort of merchandise when it comes to stickers, t-shirts, pins, anything of that nature, look up Whitestone Oddities. You will not be disappointed. If you're in Marshville, eat at Famous Pizza too. All the members of my band in the studio are acting like, hey, I lost my wallet. Let's all look around the room for it. good. What's this dead air?
This is a brand new song. It's called Age of Medication.
Pride.
Already down to throw one back. Nice.
So we're Worm.
This is an old song.
Thanks for listening.
Hurrah's out there. Also go to Brennan's Smoke Shop if you smoke cigarettes, because they're one of our sponsors. And
equipment change. This is our last one. It's called Throw Another One Back.
Chuck him around.
Thanks for listening. We're Worm.
Worm from the South Shore. Catch us August 17th. C-Note, Nantasket Beach.
Gangrene, Dogmatics, Antibodies, a lot of great bands.
Diablo Gatto, Worm, and Hardwired.
All right. We will be talking to Worm in a little bit, but I figured, you know what? This is an amazing bill, so I'm gonna play some Gangrene. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, That's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
You're listening on the Tell Mikey D. That was Dogmatics with MTVOD. Which is quite quaint because today is the 37th birthday of MTV. Interesting. Yeah. What do y'all make of that?
Well, I was a fan of MTV in the 90s, the 80s.
So when they played music occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, of Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, yes, of course.
One of my favorite shows.
Well, yeah, there was Beavis
Celebrity
and Butthead.
Celebrity Deathmatch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny.
Was that the 90s? Or was that like around 2000?
It was like mid 90s.
It was
90s.
Late 90s.
Yeah,
early 2000s. Yeah, I remember that. Oh, no, that was the early 90s because I remember the cast of Seinfeld beat up Jerry Seinfeld. When that show went off the air, they're like, "You killed our gravy train," or something like that.
Pretty much.
Marilyn Manson versus Charles Manson.
Oh, that was good. Oh man, but yeah, I figured I'd because you're playing this big show, so I figured I'd dig out some gangrene. I see you have a gangrene CD right there. I actually played vinyl.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dogmatics on vinyl too?
No. We couldn't find Dogmatics on vinyl here. It must have grown legs and ran away. or something like that.
Nah, good, so good tune, nevertheless.
Oh, yeah. No, no. It's called The Climb from You Got It. Anyway, that one goes back to, I think, 87. Like 30 years ago.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah, so you've been hyping this the entire time you've been in this Studio D, so let's talk about it.
Yeah, we just played next door, and we've been waiting a long time to play on this show. I think we might have tested Joel's patience a little bit, but it was a fun time nevertheless.
It was.
We got this big show August 17th at the C-Note in Nantasket Beach. We're bringing in Gangrene and the Dogmatics, two legendary Boston Rat Era bands,
oh, yeah,
on the same bill, one night only. And we got the Antibodies, Diablo Gatto, Worm, and Hardwired to support them. 21 plus, 7 p.m.
Nice.
Spend the day at the beach and then go across the street and party.
Oh, no, that sounds great. Wow. So how did this show come about? Did this just fall in your lap or what?
No, originally we wanted to book the Ducky Boys, but they wouldn't do it. And Gangrene had just played a slew of shows.
That is true. Chris just brings out Gangrene every now and again for a big
burst
of activity.
Yeah, they came back from Ohio, did 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. No, so you guys have been around for how long now?
We're coming up on 15 years in this month, the end of this month.
So I got to say, like Gangrene, how has the scene changed for you since when you started? You said 15 years, so that's 2003. So how has it changed for you guys? I mean, like with Gangrene, I mean, they were out in the early 80s and just road dogs and all of that stuff, and now they kind of have legend status here in Boston. So how do you find yourself in that kind of situation, because you are in a way veterans here?
Wow. Gangrene's the king of bands. Don't party as much as they used to. It's got shows have got tamer. There's less of them now. It seems
hard to find a place to play.
Seems like they're shutting down shows in the city. I mean, this is why punk and hardcore started up in the 80s. All these bands used to play the Rat on Saturday and Sunday matinees, and that's where all the kids would go. And it's just built up. All these bands now that are legendary, that's how they played Saturday matinees, because they weren't allowed to play at night until they got older. And then,
unless they were playing in basements and stuff.
By that time, they had already traveled the country and made a reputation for themselves.
So how many basement shows have you guys played?
Good amount.
Yeah, we played a ton. That's all we used to play.
At least like 10 or 20. Yeah. I mean, they don't come up like too crazy, but some of the ones we played in Boston got pretty out of control.
Yeah, yeah. Boston ones were always good.
Those ones are the most fun, though.
All right,
the pool in Vegas, though. I mean, that was
kind
of top notch.
Probably my favorite.
We played
No, you see, one thing about me as part of the On the Town with Mikey D roster, for lack of a better term, I personally love road stories, so. You guys brought it up. I want to hear one.
One?
What is your third most debaucherous one?
Third.
Well, Mike decided to wander off in the middle of the night when we were in Vegas. We had a room at Treasure Island, and we're trying to get, you know, it was the pinnacle of the trip, basically, and everyone was on the edge, you know, the brink of destruction, so to speak. You know, we all were trying to make the best of the time that we had. You know, we only had the one night in the place. My girlfriend Megan's father actually got the room for us, and we ended up being able to kind of go and run around the casino downstairs a little bit and walk the strip a little bit and kind of see what it was all about. And Yeah, Mike ran off on us. We lost track of him for a little bit, but, you know, linked back up sometime in the early morning. I don't know what
the wee hours
did,
of the morning.
for like 10 hours.
I thought you went to the strip club, to be honest. I mean,
oh, it's hot, man.
But I decided it would be a good idea to walk down the strip and drink a lot of vodka and stomp all over the a lot of plants and stuff and run.
Yeah,
around.
You were jumping out of bushes at us.
I spent a lot of time in bushes. And
fake bushes, bushes yeah. inside of hotels.
Plastic bushes, yeah.
Well, it is Vegas. Really so you're not exactly. One, yeah. You're not exactly going to see a whole lot of actual plant life in Vegas.
Then there's one time on tour, we drove in a snowstorm and decided instead of going and playing the show, we were just going to go start drinking at Foxwoods at about 10 in the morning.
We were going to stay there anyway.
That's never a good idea.
We closed them down.
That went great. What are you talking about?
Rough time.
10 in the morning, man? Oh, that's rough.
I haven't done that. James was
getting
very scared because I was in the car with him and his car started spinning in circles. And he was
are you sure it was actually on and running?
No, of course. Yes, it was. I certainly hope it was because I just hopped in the car and it was very early and I was like, "We're in the middle of a snowstorm and this is quite interesting. The fact that." You know, we can't stay straight on this highway, so maybe we should pull over.
But I repeat, was the car actually running and were you driving?
Oh, I wasn't driving. I was the passenger. Oh, no. I was the passenger.
I mean, you were describing spinning, so.
No. The car was spinning on the highway, and that's why he wanted to stop and go to the casino.
Spinning on the highway? And
yeah, this was during the snowstorm.
Yeah,
His car doesn't handle snow very well.
That would scare the fecal matter out of me.
Was that the little
blue Civic he had?
No, it was. I think it was the Lincoln. I don't remember exactly. It was a big white car, and the roads weren't plowed very well, and we decided we shouldn't go any farther.
That was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about.
I think we could have made.
Was it?
he was very unhappy about that decision.
So, where are some of the strangest places you've played?
We've played in an empty swimming pool in Las Vegas, and we've played up in the middle of Maine.
Up in the middle of Maine, there's nothing up there.
Yeah.
We played Maine is just the Florida of the North.
They're all
that's
fun
deep,
shows.
Man. Nice.
Texas. I mean, some of the bands on the bill have played a lot of cool places than we have. But.
Well, we try to get Gang Green in here so many times. Just ain't happening. At least not right now. No, man. Well, let's hit up a couple of songs. You brought in a couple of songs.
Yes, a couple of bands on the bill.
So
let's
play one of them. This is Diablo Gato. You want to set this one up?
Yep. Diablo Gato, Take the Ride.
All right. 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah.
Ah. Yes. Gangrene's probably most famous cover song. Their cover, Till Tuesday's Voices Carry. Now, you guys brought this in, and I was like, yeah, let me at this CD. And then I saw that, and I said I had to play it. And someone on this table, who shall remain nameless, said he can't even take the original anymore. So
that was me. I don't have to remain nameless.
No, okay. Well, that's good. So are you doing anything special for this particular show on the 17th?
We got sponsors. It's the first show Reckless has done. We've got sponsors. We got some local businesses to help us out and putting together the show.
Nice. Yeah, and you brought in this really cool poster. Let me hand you back your CD before I steal it.
Yeah, that's it's a vintage CD, man.
Well, I don't know about vintage, but I mean the fact that there's a picture of Chris Daugherty and Amy Mann, that's just awesome. Anyway, let me see that poster there.
This is the flyer for the
show.
Yeah,
the flyer, yeah. And we played Diablo Gato, would take the ride before that. And
some Dogmatics.
We had Dogmatics earlier. And
we played live on the station.
Dogmatics?
No, we did.
You did. Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. What are you talking about?
Something like that happened. Like,
what I mean, I've what only are you slept what, two
who's
hours
this,
in the last
who's this yeah, worm?
4 days, but
how did we get here?
No, do you guys have anything special for this gig coming up?
What do you mean by special?
Are you gonna
raffles?
No. I mean, like,
free pizza.
All right, now you sold me.
Oh, we got free pizza.
You sold me on free pizza. No, I mean, just for the show, given the pedigree of the acts, are you gonna like dig out a Dogmatic song that they may not play in or something?
Oh,
or,
that's a good idea.
You know, it really is a good idea.
Or Gangrene song. I mean,
Hardwired always does. I wonder if they're gonna play a Gangrene.
Huh?
They always play alcohol.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, of course they're gonna.
That's
play
true.
That.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that one's a classic.
Start the night with it and end the night with it.
But yes, it is on Friday, August 17th. A Friday. That's good.
Spend the day at the beach.
Well, spend the evening at the beach.
You spend the day at the beach, then you can go spend the evening at the show.
Oh, yes.
That's true.
It is at the C Note, Nantasket Avenue in Hull. And lots of sponsors. Can't say them here.
limited amount of tickets available.
Tickets are online.
Where can people find tickets?
Yeah. You can find the tickets on our event page on Facebook, and you can also find them at the cnotehull.com.
cnotehull.
Gangrene and okay. Reckless Records, Dogmatics.
Awesome.
Oh, basically just dot. cnote. cnotehull.com.
Hey, I can't be the only one stuttering on the air.
Type in the event and you'll see the link pop up.
All right, so how can people reach you?
They can reach us on Facebook, Reckless Records.
Spell it.
Yes.
Reckless. Wreck.
That's not spelled.
No, yeah.
Spell
you can spell. You're gonna
I'll spell for you.
Let
Mike.
Me see
no
if
problem.
I can. Let me see if I can Family Guy this. Reckless, or something like that.
Reckless.
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 With a W. Wreck. It's with
We're gonna
a W.
Get tired of words.
Three words.
Reckless. With beginning with a W.
Yes. WRCK Records.
That
or
is
chords.
Awesome.
As in guitar chords.
Guitar chords. Three words.
Records.
Reckless Records.
Reckless Records. Okay.
We're on Facebook. SoundCloud. then you can find Worm on Facebook, Reverb Nation, Bandcamp, SoundCloud.
Yeah, that, yeah.
We're on like everything.
Do you have another show after the
17th? Except for Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, are you
and Snapchat and all this new technology crap?
You just listed a bunch of new technology.
I don't tweet.
What are you talking about?
What is the next show we might have after this one?
What is the next show after this?
After this, we probably got Reckless Records, Reckoween in October. We're doing 2 days this year. The date and the time will be announced probably middle to end of this month.
Okay.
Well, and then we'll start announcing bands. We're going to do one show at the C-Note and then probably one on the North Shore, kind of bounce it back. Different bands.
Nice.
We like it when bands cover bands for Halloween. That's
yeah,
the whole point.
I was gonna ask, is that something that you guys like to do?
We do it. So we've got one or two bands that follow, and they'll come dressed as a band and play a whole set of that band.
So what costume have you guys been in for one of these?
We do a Misfits cover set every year.
Oh, you do Misfits. Okay.
Yes.
Nice. So
those always turn out fun.
Yeah, well, that's
every
good.
Year it gets bigger and bigger. We have the crowd. It's like almost like a karaoke where we play and different people from the crowd come up and sing a song each.
Excellent, excellent. So with it, with these Reckoweens, what are some of the strangest cover sets that you've seen at these Reckoweens?
Really, it's only us.
No one else goes in and does a full set as somebody else?
Not a full set. You'll get people to do a bunch of covers.
Yeah,
like
do,
of different bands.
They'll touch on
But I mean, the whole point was to get a whole band to cover a whole band.
Yeah, that would
I thought that was a cool idea when we started.
That was kind of a big thing about 5 years ago.
Didn't one of the bassists do like a whole set in like one of those horse head thing? Yeah, I couldn't imagine that being too comfortable at all, you know. So.
Oh no, not on stage.
That's coming up, actually, is there's a band, I don't know their name, but they're doing a whole Fugazi set. Like, it's going to be, like, all Fugazi. And I guess, like, they're going to, like, just, like, act like, you know, Ian and all that
stuff.
Why
not Minor Threat?
I'd be more interested in seeing a Minor Threat, but I'm a big fan of both. So.
I personally love Fugazi, too.
I'm a big fan of both, yeah. So...
That would be great to see.
You guys enjoy sitting in the waiting room.
All right. On that note, I'll let you guys break down your stuff. And it's almost the end of the show, so.
It is, yeah.
End of the show, end of the night.
Yes. August
17th. Thank you very much
for having us. Yeah.
August 17th, Gangrene, Dogmatics, Worm, Diablogado. Who am I forgetting? Hardwired, Antibodies.
Antibodies. Friday night, August 17th.
You
get your tickets at the cnotehull.com. Buy them in advance because they're more at the door.
More at the door.
Right. More at the door. All
7 p.m., 21 plus.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming in. All right. Thank you.
Thanks. This was great. Thanks.
All right. So I'm going to close out on the Town with Mikey D with some Gozu. We will see you next week. More live music. More... local music. Music is wonderful. Enjoy. 91.5 WMFO.